Those are some beautiful words and beautiful thoughts from Brahm. And as we engage in the proclamation of the gospel, I hope that we do so as a magnet which operates without calling, rather than a loud carnival voice in the lower planes of the kingdom of heaven. But this talk about the relationship of Messianic Judaism and the church leads me to another important point of evangelism, a point also connected with the Master's lost sheep of Israel. The church, whether it knows it or not, is grafted into the greater commonwealth of Israel. The Gentile church is part of the Israel of God, the kingdom. Did you know that there are 1 billion people in the world who identify themselves as Christians? More than that. Yet most of these, I think it's safe to say, are living only marginal Christian lives at best, far, far from the paths of discipleship. In a spiritual sense, these are the lost sheep of Israel too, the lost sheep of Israel not according to the flesh, the lost sheep of the commonwealth of Israel. As our Master said, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. These are the Master's other lost sheep, 1 billion Christians who need to hear the shepherd's voice. Now you may be thinking, but most of these are Christian in name only. You might be ticking off in your head the various denominations of Christendom that are not, quote, real, unquote, Christians in your mind, and so forth. But before you do that, the Master would warn you that you are not to make such judgments, that that is exactly the type of judging of others which he forbade, and that the way we judge others is how we will be judged. It reminds me of back in the 90s when there was a big debate in Orthodox Jewish circles whether to accept conservative conversions, much less Reform conversions, and whether to acknowledge such claims to Jewishness as might come from mixed marriages in Reform Judaism. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe told his followers, we don't ask those questions. He said, we just don't ask those questions. He did not say that he accepted all claims to Jewishness. He just said, we don't ask those questions. We must not ask. So too for us. If someone claims to be a Christian, a follower of Messiah, we don't question it. It's not our job. Our Master taught us that the kingdom of heaven will possess both wheat and tares, wheat and weeds. But he warned us not to try to pull out the tares because it would damage the wheat. And he assured us that he himself will settle this question in the final judgment. Therefore, if someone claims to be a Christian or a believer, it's not our job to question that claim. Instead, we should seize upon it, because it is an immediate point of common ground. It gives us common ground to begin to talk about the paths of discipleship, to study the Word, and to talk about what the Lord has done in our lives, and to lead our so-called brother or sister into a deeper understanding and relationship with Messiah. It reminds me of once when, as a kid, I declared to my Baptist brother-in-law, I said, I don't think Catholics are real Christians unless they are saved. He laughed at me and he said, I don't think Baptists are real Christians unless they are saved. But who can judge whether someone is saved or not? It's God who saves. We're not the ones who determine that. You can't take someone's temperature and declare whether they're hellbound or heavenbound. God sees the heart, knows the person's faith, knows where they're at with Messiah. So we must never assume that someone who claims to be a Christian is not a Christian. Yes, by their fruits you know them. But beware, lest you see the speck in your brother's eye without seeing the log in your own. 1 billion Christians. To my mind, 1 billion Christians is fertile mission ground itself. And this, I believe, is where we can do some real good, bringing the message of the gospel, which is the message of the kingdom, the call of repentance, and the call to discipleship to these other lost sheep of Israel. Our Master told Peter, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs.